When people in the South speak of the SEC, they usually don't mean the body that regulates stocks and stock markets. They mean the powerhouse football conference, the Southeastern Conference. Well, now people are talking about what's being called the SEC primary. Several southern states moved their presidential primaries to the same day in March. The idea is to have a bigger say in the nominating process, and the result has been most pronounced in the Republican contest, with a parade of GOP candidates campaigning across the South. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
The ingredients for a southern campaign swing? Hometown endorsements, a stadium, and Lynyrd Skynyrd blaring from the loudspeakers. Donald Trump had them all when he took the stage at a recent stop in Mobile, Alabama.
Wow, wow, wow. Unbelievable.
The Trump campaign had to change the venue to accommodate the crowd, estimated to be about 30,000 people.
My whole energy, my whole being is going to be to make our country rich and to make our country great again. That's what my whole thing.
Trump has since campaigned in Tennessee as well. Candidates are expected to stop early and often in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina with its first-in-the-South primary. But now they're digging deeper into the region since Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia team to put their primaries early on the 2016 calendar, March 1st. And state GOP leaders are lauding the benefits.
Isn't it a great day to be an Arkansas Republican? We are blessed again to have another one of our tremendous candidates here in the state of Arkansas.
Arkansas GOP Chairman Doyle Webb introduced Ben Carson on a campaign swing through Little Rock.
Let us fight to make it one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
For Republican candidates, the South is a region rich with social conservatives and fraught with traditions. They've got to eat barbecue, stop at the Ham House, and be up on college football rivalries. They've also got to engage on issues like abortion and same-sex marriage, where views in the South tend to be more conservative than the rest of the nation. In Atlanta recently, Jeb Bush visited a downtown institution, the Varsity Drive-In. No, he wasn't ordering a Southern Yellow Dog Democrat for lunch, but in the local vernacular, a hot dog with mustard. Afterward, he told reporters he could compete in the South.
I'm a conservative reformer with a proven record of results.
Back in Alabama, Ohio Governor John Kasich is also looking to burnish his conservative credentials, and he's getting help from Governor Robert Bentley, the first Deep South governor to endorse in the presidential race. Bentley picked Kasich, a purple state governor, from a field that's packed with fellow Southerners. Kasich hopes it will smooth his way with Southern voters.
So it sends a signal in the South. I'm headed from here to South Carolina, and the first thing I'm going to tell them is, hey, guess what? I was just endorsed for president of the United States by the governor of Alabama. It makes a big difference.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has also stumped in Alabama at the University of Alabama's Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. He says with a compressed primary calendar, the South will be key in shaping the race.
And I think Alabama and the states across the South are going to play a critical role in ensuring that the next Republican nominee is a true and genuine conservative.
Party operatives can't remember the last time five presidential hopefuls were in Alabama, and all before Labor Day.
We used to be called flyover states. Now we're called fly-in states.
Terry Lathan chairs the Alabama Republican Party.
When we used to have our primaries later in the year, the table was mostly set.
Now she says voters here will actually help narrow the field.
Wow, it could be a real game changer. It really could, because we're very conservative. So where are all those conservative votes going to go?
The trick for Republicans is how to appeal to those conservative Southern voters early without alienating the broader audience they'll need come next fall. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.